So, you want to get going here?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do.
All right. I wonder what happens when you press this button.
Shalikdo. Doc Popular. Yo, yo. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo. Radio.
Yo, yo. Radio. Yo, yo. Radio. Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo, wiki, wiki, radio, podcast on yo, yo, radio,
wiki, 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 wiki,
wiki. Oh, that's what that button does. I always wondered. That's the F9 button, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. All right. Well, this is Yo, Yo, Wiki Radio, where we talk about yo-yo and wiki and yoyowiki.org. And I am Dr. Popular. With me, as always, is your marvelous host, master of ceremonies, Josh Parker. I've clipped it there.
Yeah, I think you did clip it a little bit. Yeah. But that's all right. Thank you, Dr. Popular. My name is Josh Parker, and we are here once again to talk about yoyowiki.org, that fantastic encyclopedia of yo-yoing knowledge that you love so much. You know you love it.
Oh,
you
I love it.
A whole lot. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. So this is the 6th episode. Can you believe we've been doing this for 6 weeks, Doc?
I know. You know, unfortunately, you can only record half an hour at a time, so we miss really the other 6 days, 23 hours, and 30 minutes of material. But
That we're recording. I mean,
yeah,
but which is
because we are doing this for 6 solid weeks now. We're trying to go for the record. Joe Mitchell once started talking for I think 2 solid months. Before someone told him that he was neither online or near a computer. Yet
and,
he still
and I think A.J. Kirk was standing right next to him the whole time.
Well, a lot of the time. You know, he would go, you know, take pee breaks or whatever. But Joe was real solid. Joe just hung in there. It was like that magician, David Blaine, you know? Like Joe could have been up on a pedestal and, you know, it was pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
So 6 weeks.
All right. Enough talking about the show. Let's actually do the show.
Okay.
How was your Christmas?
Holly and bright. I hung out with my girlfriend for and her family for the holidays, and we had her mom prepared a vegan it was pear soup. It was pear soup, and there's no salt or anything. It was like just a pear blended and then heated. And then we had some sort of squash. I think a squash soup would have been good, and then just eating pears, that would have been nice. I mean, it was a really good effort. It was a lot of work, but a little less than desirable. I was really craving a hamburger afterwards, and I never, ever crave hamburgers. How were your holidays?
My holiday was fantastic. I think there was a total of 4 Christmases, which is, you know, I think pretty common for most married people these days.
Mm-hmm.
I got a home coffee roaster from my parents. So I am just a greenhouse away from starting my own micro roastery. And so that's pretty cool. Roast all the coffee I want.
That is cool, man. Home roasting is really, I mean, even if you don't really do a fantastic job, fresh roasted coffee just tastes so good.
Yeah, and you know because you've gotten fresh roasted coffee like from a major coffee roasting place.
When I worked at Caribou, I spent some time in the roasting and was actually hoping to work my way up the roaster ladder, never ended up doing that. But I as part of the training, you know, roasting training, I got to roast several of my own coffees to my own specs and do tasting and stuff like that. And, you know, I used these organic beans and it was really freaking happy. Like, a coffee tastes so velvety smooth. Like, if you roast it and just, like prepare it, you know, grind it and prepare it. Like within a day of its roasting, it's so good.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then from my in-laws, this completely took me off guard. I got a pyro.
Wow,
how weird is that? Yeah,
do they still sell those?
It was a third run, and I think most of the stores probably sold out over the holidays.
Oh, they made several runs. I didn't know that Good and Evil did that. I guess maybe I did. The Pyro.
Was, H-Bin is the name of the company.
Yeah. But the Pyro is their red and purple yo-yo? Or is it just all red?
It was all red at the beginning. The second run, I believe, was all orange. And the third run is half red, half orange. So I guess they had some left over or something.
Okay. I know the one you're talking about. I was thinking of the Good and Evil 3, which was red and purple.
Oh, right.
I love...
Good and Evil 3 is a bad news story.
But I love... The first Pyro I got was fantastic. I have a red Pyro, and it's one of my favorite aluminum yo-yos.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I wish it wasn't sticker response, but I guess I'll live with it because I do love the yo-yo so very much.
Who makes silicone yo-yos right now? Does anybody make a pre-made silicone yo-yo other than like the end?
As far as like a major company, like a company we can rely on?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Okay.
I mean, the Bio, I believe, is making silicone. And I think there's a few other, and the Peak, which we talked about last week, was silicone, but it's not a major, no major manufacturer is doing that yet. And I guess I qualify H-Spin as being a major manufacturer.
Yeah, I mean, I would even say Bio would be like a manufacturer, like they're in all the stores, and you know, I would call them not major, you know, but in terms of major, there's like Dunkin' and like, I don't know.
Yeah, the reason I'm thinking H-Spin is more major is because H-Spin keeps coming out with yo-yos and we can rely on them to have a sufficient amount and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these others, it's just a one run and then they move on to something else that's different. I don't know.
You know, Yomega is planning on releasing an aluminum yo-yo. Some pictures were shown of that, but I think that's out in March. All their new stuff, unfortunately, they just couldn't get it out before Christmas, which just seems crazy. But, yeah, they seem to have a lot of stuff up in the works. You know, for the next 4 or 5 months, they're going to have, like, a solid yo-yo release every month, something good.
Good. Yomega, I think, has been doing some very good things with their most recent plastic yo-yos. So I'm excited to see what that becomes.
I hope those make it into the stores, man. I mean, I like the Fast 201. We talked about that before. You're not a big fan of it, but you know, in terms of stores, I thought that was a much better yo-yo than any of the current Dunkin' line. But Yomega, these yo-yos are cool, and if they can get them into stores, man, that would just be fantastic. You know, when people are like, "Hey, where can I get a yo-yo like that?" And I know they're not gonna, you know, go to the website or whatever. They're mildly interested, but they have the possibility to get more. Like, I would love to just send them to Walgreens or something, and you know. Tell them to get this, you know, new Yomega Hot Rod if it's good or whatever. Hot Shot.
Yeah.
The Hot Shot part view. There aren't a lot of silicone O-ring manufacturers that we can think of. We'll probably think of a lot when we go up the air.
Hopefully, I'm thinking Anti-Yo will probably go to that with the next yo-yos they make, but that's purely speculative in my view.
Well, they have the business coming out like... January 1st or January 3rd or something.
Right.
And then after the business, they have another yo-yo. It's a gold yo-yo, I think.
The funny-looking word.
And that's going to be probably the same response. But they announced that after those...
Well, actually, they announced that the business will be the last yo-yo that they produce using that system, from what I understood. Mm-hmm. So I think the next one that they do that you're thinking of probably will be something different, but maybe not.
Well, cool.
You know them better than I do, so.
Moderately. We talk clothes most of the time when we get together. So can I tell you something that I got to do right before the holidays?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Did you see the I don't know, Beep in a Box? I can say Dick. Did you see the Dick in the Box video from Saturday Night Live?
On Saturday Night Live?
Yes. It was Justin Timberlake.
Yep, and Andy Samberg of The Lonely Island.
But who are those Lonely Island guys that are good for any success that Saturday Night Live has had in the last year?
Yep, you can credit it to
pretty,
them.
Pretty much anything that you've seen on Saturday Night Live that was worth passing around, I think. So they did the Dick in the Box video. What did you think of that?
Ah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, and pretty catchy.
Yeah, very catchy. And it's just really funny. Like, the timing and the music and everything was just really funny.
So since that was showing signs of getting spread around the internet, like everybody and their mother has kind of seen that video. And if you haven't seen it yet, just ask your mother. She'll show it to you. But since it was becoming so popular, I got contacted by a company called geekentertainment.tv. And they do usually podcasts where they interview, like, software designers and programmers and hackers and stuff like that. And they've got a huge fan base. They have a lot of people that watch all their videos. But they decided as a Christmas present to their fans that they would do a parody of Dick in a Box called Boobs in a Box. And so I got a call, and Thursday morning I started working on the music, started writing the video, like what was going to happen and where we were going to be. We got together, Friday morning I started working on the music. Friday night we recorded the music and recorded some of the scenes. Saturday morning we recorded more scenes, and Saturday night it was up, and 10,000 viewers have seen it at that point. And it's a pretty cool video. The girl, MC Slutsky, and Slutsky is her real last name, she has trouble singing, tone deaf, and when she contacted me, she's like, hey, I want you to make music for me to rap over. So I just assumed that she had done it before. Not that it mattered. I mean, it was still funny, but I was completely shocked. Like when we got together, and she's like, okay, so I speak into this thing. Like, wow. So anyway, the video came out weird and very charming because of her, she was putting herself out there. She can't sing, and she's singing about her boobs and really, really kind of putting herself out there. One of my favorite lines that I wrote for the song was that she was giving her boyfriend 32 double D gigs of memories. I was really happy with that.
Very clever. Yeah.
And very clever. And we also created an Instructable for it. Have you heard of Instructables?
I haven't.
It's a website. I think it's instructables.com. instructables.com. And I've used it before for putting up, like, crafts projects. It's a really cool way to be able to, put up words and pictures and stuff like that, and have it creates these web pages for you that are automatically, like, step one, step two, step three. So
okay. Well, let me check this out. Okay. So I'm seeing that you can learn how to do things here. Just things.
Yeah, useful stuff. How to break into a car, or, how to knit.
And there's pictures, and each picture has a caption on how to do that. What's being shown in the picture, I guess.
Mm-hmm. For instance, boobs in a box. If you search on Instructables for boobs in a box, step one, cut a hole in the box, and then when you click on the step two, it opens it up to another page, and step two is cut another hole in the box. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Step three, stick your boobs in the box. Okay, pretty self-explanatory. Step four, have your man open your box, or open the box. That's the four steps. And the main reason...
That picture on number four is hilarious.
Okay. Did you see on the video how when we opened up the box, you didn't see what was inside the box. You saw the viewer's reaction to the box. Pulp Fiction, Kiss Me Deadly, kind of like, you don't see what's in the box, but the box opens, and all you see is this, light coming out of it. And you see somebody looking into the box like, oh, wow. I love that. So
that's how you spent your weekend, it sounds like.
And since we're on Instructables, I did want to mention that yo-yoers might consider using Instructables for putting up yo-yo tricks. If it's a step-by-step trick.
That sounds like a good idea, each step of the trick. Yeah. That makes sense.
You can put videos up, too, instead of the things. It's just so organized, so friendly. To be able to look at steps and, when you're talking about a part of the video, instead of like saying, look at around 30 seconds in the video, you can say, this part, and you can put that video up. So.
All right. So should we go to our special guest now?
Absolutely.
All right. Our special guest today is an ass-kicking College of the Easily Amusite, who spends his free time beating small children with bass guitars and fighting evildoers in his small town in North Carolina. You might know him as Kinopa, but here he is, a man who needs no introduction, Ed Hoponik. You like that?
This is obviously written out introduction. A man who doesn't need a long-winded written-out introduction. Ed Hoponik. All right, now we'll call Ed.
Ed.
Okay,
start.
Hello.
What's going on here?
I think we called the circus. Ed has run away and joined the circus.
You did not call the circus. You called for Disney Seen It.
Hello? I didn't catch that. Josh, did you catch that?
I didn't catch that.
Okay.
Hi. I'm coming.
Okay. I think we might have interrupted something.
Well, the thing is, you called me when we were playing Disney Seen It on the DVD player.
Okay.
In the middle of a Beauty and the Beast question.
Do you have kids?
I have the one.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
Yes, and we have a good time, but that was a very chaotic moment.
That was chaos. Huh?
That was chaos incarnate right there. How you doing, Doc?
I'm doing well, Ed. Word to your mother.
Word to your mother, indeed, sir.
Oh, thank you, Ma.
Ed, hi. Fantastic.
Ed says hi. Say louder.
Hi, Ed.
Okay.
Yes, that's Doc Pop's mom.
No, I don't think it is.
I'm going to cell the door now. Yeah.
Doc Pop. Doc Pop is in San Francisco.
Hello? Hey, we lost Josh.
Josh.
So, Ed, now's the time to talk trash. What were you saying about Josh's mother the other time?
All right. All of this will be edited out.
No.
We will edit out all the humor.
The Beauty and the Beast part? That was pretty freaking funny, man.
That was pretty freaking funny. I'll try and edit that in somehow. So, on the line here, we have Ed Hoponik from the North Carolina Raleigh-Durham chapter of the College for the Easily Amused. How are you doing, Ed?
I'm good. And let me just say, that's really difficult to abbreviate on the posts.
Yeah, I bet it is.
A good way to do that.
CEO.
Yeah, like the other chapters, like the Twin Cities, we use Spin Cities as a clever little anecdote.
That's nice.
Maybe it's not an anecdote.
And then the
Madison chapter, which really doesn't meet, but we still like to pretend it does. They call themselves the Madtown chapter, of course.
Types could come up with some kind of silly moniker for the North Carolina crew, that would be fine. We've struck out that every time we've tried.
All right.
I like referring to you guys as Far East.
Now that's pretty good. We are probably the easternmost CEA, aren't we?
That's true.
Yeah, you're the only one that doesn't really get the hellish winters that the other CEAs crave.
They long. I was telling Josh, though, we do get a nice season of ice. We get like a 2 or 3 week period where it's just ice, and you can't drive. But that's it.
Well, we've heard you.
That's a better winter than Minnesota has had so far.
Minnesota, yeah, really. No thanks, you can keep it.
That's what I say. Can I ask you, Ed, how do you pronounce your last name?
That's a rough one, yeah. That's Hoponik.
Okay.
Oh, damn. I was saying Hoponik.
Yeah, no,
so.
That was rough. My kids, I teach fourth grade, and my kids are perpetually asking me how to do that. You know, it's like Mr. Ponik or like Mr. Hoponik. And I try to remind them that it's like supersonic, and so that's what I get called like for the rest of the year. Supersonic Hoponik, yeah.
Supersonic. Wasn't Dr. Hoponik, wasn't he the main villain in the Mega Man adventures?
Dr. Hoponik, or my father. It was something like that though. Yeah, it was like I think it was actually Robotnik.
No, Mega Man. No, that was. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. My dad is in fact a doctor, like Sir Popular over there, and he may have actually guessed it on the Mega Man series because he was quite hip to that.
Bam! That's a new one for the Yo-Yo Wiki. We can put that up. The Sonic's father was in all the Mega Man.
And I beat his ass down every day. That was a great,
what a fantastic series. Well, Doc, I guess I have to ask you, are there any yo-yos in the Mega Man series?
There are not, although my my video game, which you know, you've played but has never been released, was based on the Mega Man,
sure.
The whole Mega Man thing, and the main character was using a yo-yo. But all the references were Mega Man references. It took everything I had not to call it Yo-Yo Man. That just would be so lame.
I believe that was the Duncan yo-yo game too, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the Yo-Yo Man game.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So, yeah. You know, yeah, but so yeah, your dad was the creator of Mega Man. No, so
good enough for me.
speaking of pure evil geniuses, how is the College of the Easily Amused going over in the Far East?
We are so psyched in the Far East. It's crazy. We started out of, it's funny. There was a guy posting on one of the boards, and he was basically, looking for people to throw with in North Carolina. And he started like this, this burgeoning tribe of people, who started showing up. And strangely enough, the original guy who started posting, never showed up to any of them. And so, you know, we started this core group, you know, around this request that this guy made, and now at our last meet we had about 20 people, and it's just,
whoa,
it's crazy. So we're really kind of quickly growing through the different boards. It's really fun. We have a good time.
Has the money started rolling in yet?
Yeah, we are now. Like I'm only now am I rolling on 20s. You know, before it was like those 16s, which are really roller skate wheels, but now I'm blinging it. And we've only set off a few burglar alarms too, which is pretty good. And that's true, actually. We actually are doing that.
So, Josh.
Well, what sort of schedule do you guys meet on over there?
We are generally meeting on Sundays at 5 p.m., and we've been meeting at Caribou Coffee in Cary, and that is on our our Easily Amused website. The directions to that:
easily-amused.org.
Very nice. And we did actually like damage a light in the last one with some careless two-way by myself, and then we also actually did trigger the burglar alarm at the Brugger's Bagel that's you know kind of next door to it, but only by throwing a Big Yo 2 at it. Yeah, you know, we didn't actually break into it, so that was disappointing to say the least. And we may have ruined the good CEA name in this region by doing that, but hopefully not.
And perhaps ruined Christmas for Brugger's Bagels.
They were very disappointed, as were the Caribou Coffee patrons, who were, disheartened by the fact that the blasted alarm just would not go off, would not shut up. We had to abandon ship.
I think it's so cool that you guys are meeting in a caribou.
Oh, that's excellent.
Those only, exist in the Midwest for the most part. So you, found the one Far East caribou, and you were like, oh, well, we have to meet here.
Exactly.
Because it's the roaster that we were talking about earlier.
And the boys from Canada put out their caribou yo-yo last week. So, now we have, a yo-yo to show them and be like, look, we have, the caribou yo-yo for your coffee. Which rocks, by the way.
Pretty soon they'll start looking for royalties, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. What was the guy's name that you're going to name your Yes Absolutely yo-yo after?
Paul Wallace.
Oh, that's such a cool name.
Yeah, that's right. If you feel like honoring me with the Ed Supersonic Hoponic yo-yo at some point, Doc, then that'll be fine.
Super Hoponic. Yeah.
Look into
it. Because we came out with the McDonald's yo-yo, as you probably know, and some obscure company totally clapped a lawsuit on us. Just because we had a clown on the side of the yo-yo really doesn't mean, I know a lot of...
And just because you got the image for the clown off of the McDonald's website.
But
when they sued us.
According to the literature, Doc, though, didn't you sue them right back when you burned yourself on their hot coffee?
Oh,
I heard
yeah.
that somewhere.
It was a hot waitress, but...
That was a shrewd move.
So, yeah. College.
College is going great. And we have we have some awesome folks. We have some transplants, too, from Virginia. At least one who's showing up regularly. And he just kills it. So we're fastly becoming a legit force in the yo-yo community, I think.
Now, the Virginian is also a recent transplant from San Francisco, isn't he?
That Virginian... No, I don't believe so. Sam Scott? I don't know. Maybe he is or not.
Oh, no. Okay.
But, you know, James is. James.
Yeah, James.
He's from here in North Carolina, and he kills it, too. He has the end, by the way, which is the envy of all of the North Carolina yo-yo people.
Sorry, the envy. It's the envy.
The envy?
Good
call. I missed the one.
I hate to, but technically.
Hate to make a pun.
I appreciate you picking up my slack there, Doc. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're good folks.
Well, Ed, we're so proud of everything that you're doing in North Carolina, though, with the College of the Easily Amused, and I wanted to ask you about something else here. The Throwdown Luchador.
Yo-Yo of the Year.
Okay, tell me about it.
In my humble opinion. This is not my yo-yo. I'm just one of the lucky guys getting to test it. But it's put out by Throwdown, who are the same geniuses. Actually, really just the one same genius who brought you the Throwdown rings, the metal freehand clicky rings that just pop in there. And he decided to put out a yo-yo. And he came out with this thing that's... it looks pretty darn deadly, actually. It's it's obviously all metal. And it looks pretty sharp, but it's in fact not so deadly at all, unless you make some really foolish choices with it. It's a player though. It's fast and it's very angular. Looks kind of like an X-Con, but not when you hold it in your hand.
I gotta say, that's the one thing that I said about the Luchador when I played with it at Indiana States is that it looks mean.
It will absolutely leave you, like, you know, crumpled up on the floor looking like you've been, you know, you've gone 12 rounds with Rocky Balboa, which is the movie that I most want to see over the next few weeks. But, in fact, it's quite tame. And if you, you know, when you actually play it, especially the new one, because it's really, really light now, the old one was really substantial, and it felt like a really sharp brick. And this one now, you know, is much softer and more easy to manage. And you don't feel like you're going to kill yourself or anybody else around you. You know, unless you choose to.
And he's got some new pictures of the new prototype up. I'm sure you can find a thread at whatever forum you prefer, be that Extreme Spin or otherwise.
I like the Extreme Spin forum. Just saying.
Yeah.
I never see you on there, Doc.
That's because I'm a lurker. No, I kind of cut out all of my yo-yo forum viewing, with the exception of... yoyoing.com, even though it's not my favorite forum, it's still the easiest to be able to just come in and just check. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm only going to check twice a week. I find that if I go there, the only thing with yoyoing.com is, like, things get buried so fast that if I only check twice a week, I'm missing tons of stuff.
Right.
That's but true. I just find the more time I spend on forums lately, the more I kind of don't like the sport, and I don't want to, like, lose my love of the hobby, so, yes.
I check things way too much.
Mm-hmm. This,
I'm pretty much the same way.
This yo-yo looks spectacular. The rings, where the shaft is, are those bearing rings?
No, in fact, they are not. The little spiky doodads out on the sides.
Wait, it looks like a top tip.
It does. It looks a lot like a top tip, but it's in fact fixed, and you can do some pretty cool Matador stuff with it. But it's, you know, actually the new prototype, the tips are a lot less sharp. And so it's actually a little more tricky to get them, kind of on the end, on the side, than it was on the last prototype. But they look so boss. They look so boss, it makes me want to say boss, which is a word that I don't generally say.
Word.
Yeah. Boss. So, but it's a winner. And I think that the production model, which is going to be, hopefully, picking up and hitting in the next couple months, like the next month or so, will be really fantastic. Nate has done a really good job with it.
And that's Nate Weddle?
Nate Weddle is the designer, yeah. He goes by the name of Jube. And he's worked hard on it.
And the current prototype is 67.5 grams, is that right?
That's what I hear.
And what does it run for response?
Well, it's a sticker response, large bearing model. The prototype's got a concave in it, and he sends it with one thin diff and one thick diff. And the last proto had two thin diffs, and I kind of like that a little bit more. This one feels, it's still unresponsive, but it's a little bit more grabby on the binds. And so I actually took one of the diffs out just today, and I didn't have any diffs sitting around, so I stuck in a dead Duncan sticker, as I am wont to do. And,
okay.
It, you know, it played really nice with that, too. But, I mean, you know, the nice thing about it is that since these large bearing sticker yo-yos are everywhere, you know, you can kind of accommodate your tastes with whatever your sticker preference is, unless you're, like, completely sure. anti-sticker like Josh is.
Or me.
Yeah, right. And, I mean, you could schmoove this thing to death, too, if you wanted to, you know? It would just take a lathe.
Wow, just a lathe.
That's pretty much all you need, you know? Or even, like, you know, an indentured servant who has a lathe, you know?
One of those. Like my mom. I could just give her a lathe in
yeah.
the basement. And
you might need yeah. to deprive her of food for a couple days, but she'd do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. you know, you guys kept saying that this thing looks like a hitman, right? Because all I see is ex-convict.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Ex-con. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's been the most common comparison.
Yeah. But I would not say, if you hold it in your hand, man, the ex-con like kind of looks like, you know, it kind of looks like a wimp compared to it. It's not as hard. This thing is really angular, which some people will like and some people will detest.
That's true.
You know.
Like Steve Brown, he'll detest it. Because that's what he does.
Steve Brown's immediate response was not a positive one. But, you know, we hope to win him over. Kill him with kindness.
Good luck with that. Well, after this comes out, we'll call you back and you can tell us how that goes.
I'll I'm sure he'll turn around any minute on it, though. But we did change the hubs, and that was another thing. You know, Nate did change the hubs. We were talking a lot about it on one of the forums, and you know, Steve from Spy Saturn Precision Yo-Yos, he took serious objection to the nature of the hubs, and you know, they looked a lot like the Radian hubs, and so that was one of the reasons why Nate changed the hubs and worked really hard at doing that, and it came out looking completely different from anything I've seen before. So
yeah,
it's a really nice model. Hope the production all
right.
is good.
All right. Well, I think that just about does it. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast, Ed.
Yay.
Is there anything else that you want to say? Anybody you want to say hi to?
No. Well, I'll shout out to the NC crew, the North Carolina Easily Amused folks, to David and James and Sam and Blues and Andrew and Chris and everybody who frequents our... Yeah, okay, but that's about it.
Great.
And my mom, and Doc's mom, too.
I'd love to see more videos from you guys, too. I think it's awesome you guys are productive with that.
More videos will be in the works. Man, I'm working on getting better at that, but that's a hard art.
Mm-hmm.
Time-consuming and very difficult.
But the fact that you've even, like, put some out, like, is more than a couple of other, like, chapters. Like, the St. Louis chapter we haven't seen into.
Yeah.
Not calling out, like, anybody. St. Louis.
Except maybe St. Louis.
Yeah.
Well, let me while I'm doing my shout-outs, Doc, I'll also say that your all of your videos have been colossal inspirations to me and to everybody in the North Carolina chapter. So, rock on, man.
Thank you very much. It's true. Thank you. No, thank you.
You're welcome, dude.
All right. Well, it's been good talking to you, Ed, and hopefully we'll talk to you later.
All right. Later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hang up, Ed. Other party held the call. Hang up, Ed. Removed from conference. There we go. Yes. I'm leaving that in.
Well, that was a fun chat with Dr. Robotnik from the Sonic the Hedgehog series. If you want more, you can check out sega.com, S-E-G-A. And what other information do we have?
After we're done with this podcast, I'm going to tell you all the things that were wrong with that you just said. That'll be fun.
That's how we'll fill up the next 6 days and 8 hours and a half. We'll basically spend all the time between the podcasts talking about what was wrong with the podcast.
Well, you know, we bring in the consultants and everything.
Yeah.
Ed mentioned the videos that you've made, and I agree that you've made some particularly horrible videos that have been great inspirations to everyone.
Like the one that you did with me, huh? Glass Lab 4, that was you?
Glass Lab 4, that's true.
That was you?
I was the uncredited videographer on that video, and I feel very...
Uncredited.
Thank you.
Uncredited, unrewarded with one heavily viewed movie. Thank you for your help with that. That was fun with the elevator scene. It was fun. I was just we remember every single moment of that video.
Absolutely. Yep.
I remember
good
when
video.
You said, I remember when you said, "I am sick and tired of helping you, Doc. I'm going home." And I said, "But who's going to hold my camera and the underwater scene?"
And then you got a tripod.
Yes, and then I got a tripod, and I stood on an escalator.
Yep.
That's
probably one of my. I would like to say that's probably one of my favorite shots in that whole video, though, is the moving walkway scene in Underwater World.
Yeah. If only it wasn't.
And I wasn't there for that.
It was shaking just a little bit. You were. It's time that we come clean. Josh was the figure in the video in the underwater scene with the hat and the trench coat. That was Josh.
That's not true.
Gonna be on Yo-Yo Wiki pretty soon.
So anyway.
So speaking of
okay.
We cannot go there.
I was doing the video transition to try and pick up Mikhail's video that you wanted to talk about, the execute video.
Okay, cool. Here, I got it. Speaking of videos, have you seen Mikhail's execute video?
I have, yes.
It's so good, isn't it?
It is amazing.
The cell phone tricks.
Mm-hmm. And the other tricks as well.
Well, the other tricks, I don't know about.
And the way he totally calls out, like, all the bad yo-yo videos out there.
Well, sort of. He doesn't call them out. It's not like he's, you know, yo, this is to you or anything. It's, you know, sort of calling them out. It's a good video. Oh, my God, he's so good. It's one of those...
So,
videos it's so hard to maybe learn from because the stuff mm-hmm. is so far from me.
Right.
And it's just so fast moving, but it's such a well put together video. I've been intending to got like the smaller video and now I'm gonna download the larger video and I'm gonna really study that stuff. And his next
All right.
video looks really promising too with like lots of the crappy stuff like off string and AAA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what of it? This is a trilogy. What were the other two videos?
Execute, you know, like people saw them and they were okay, but none of them were kind of up to this level. Like this was definitely
okay.
the one that, like, if you didn't see the other ones, you saw this one, and if you did
right.
see the other ones, then you were definitely waiting for this one, and you know whatever. But they were all execute. I believe they might have been all X things, but I think they were all execute.
I think they were all X things because I know he did one other video called Exponent, I believe.
Exponent.
So, yeah.
It was so good. The intro, the hitting the couch, and the yo-yo flies up to his hand. Some of those shots were just, like, pretty tricky to get together, and he really kind of told a story with them. I just didn't like, you know, it's got this, like heavy metal music coming in, and then it, like, just transitions kind of awkwardly musically to when the video starts. Because if he just would have left that music playing and just kind of, like, you know, done the video with that music, it would have been cool. But it's like, it went from, like industrial to like techno, really weird.
Which brings us to Yo-Yo Wiki.
Okay. that's how you want to do that. All right.
If you are Mikhail or know things about Mikhail that I don't know, which is a lot. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go to Yo-Yo Wiki, search for him, and add stuff to his article that I started this past week, which consists of Mikhail is a member of Team Yo-Yo Jam. He makes videos.
I don't know if that's accurate either.
He's a member of Team Yo-Yo Jam.
Does he make videos,
though? Oh, I don't know.
I think he makes
I was just guessing
I
about that.
I think he makes art.
Oh. Huh? I'm not having that discussion.
I love this. I really don't know anything about him, but I love his new video. And I'd like to know more about him. I just, you know, feel like I've kind of missed a lot of stuff. Or maybe he just suddenly got good. I always heard Mikhail, people talking about Mikhail. And, boy, what a cool video.
I agree.
So, can we talk about the Wanted page on Yo-Yo Wiki?
Yes, absolutely.
This is something you just sent me today, and I never noticed this before, but it's... I mean, you can tell us about it.
There's a whole bunch of really neat pages that the MediaWiki software kind of keeps track of, and that's under Special Pages. On the right-hand side in the toolbox, you can go to Special Pages, and there's a whole bunch of stuff in here. There's you can look at every page that's been created all at once. But the page I want to talk about today is the Wanted Pages. Now, these are pages that have been linked to in an article, but the page itself has not been created yet. So, say for instance, somebody's writing an article about the American National Yo-Yo Competition, and they want to say that it's sponsored by... the United States National Yo-Yo League, or the NYYL, but there hasn't been a page created yet. So they still create the link to a page for the NYYL, but the page isn't actually there yet. And so that's happened a lot of times, obviously, and that's what makes a page for the U.S. National Yo-Yo League, the number one wanted page. Now, here's the thing, though. I don't know anything about the U.S. National Yo-Yo League, but I know there's somebody out there that... There's got to be somebody out there that knows what the NYYL does.
Nobody.
Isn't there?
Nobody knows what the National Yo-Yo League does. They are an organization shrouded in secrecy. They use symbols and secret handshakes to be able to communicate and identify each other to them. Only thing I know about the National Yo-Yo League is they eat up a lot of the sponsored money for smaller companies or smaller contests, and that's it.
See, and that wouldn't make a very good page.
No.
So go to the wanted pages. I mean, there's stuff that you know things about. I mean, the Bazan Element X is on here. It needs a page. Velvet Rolls, the Custom Chain Reactor, Team Losi Da Bomb. I mean, these are things that you know about, but you know a lot more than somebody else. So go and start writing about these things, because there's a lot of good pages that need to be started. The Diffio Wide Sport, for instance. Rob Kitts.
Good things that need to have articles, basically. If people are referring to them, then they definitely, you know, should be written.
Yep. If you want to contribute to the Yo-Yo Wiki, but you're not sure where to start, this is a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That sound good?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. That wasn't too lecturing, was it?
No, not lecturing. It got me off my butt, and, you know, I edited the Dr. Popular Super Scientist was like number 38 on the wanted page. So, you know, I kind of filled that out. Maybe, you know, basically if you want to kind of take part in helping out with the wiki, but you don't really know what needs to be done, this is an awesome place to start. If you know something at all about any of these things, fill it out. They want you to have. You were searching for the Dr.
Right.
Popular Super Scientist.
I am.
Josh never trusts me. basically, Josh is one of the two four moderators on the wiki. Basically, it's his job to basically correct any lies that I lay out on the site.
And so currently, the page for the Dr. Popular Super Scientist is long heralded as the greatest yo-yo ever. The Super Scientist is easily the most sought-after yo-yo ever created by a little-known company from Florida named Yo-Yo Jam.
The way you said that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, well, so the wanted page. How did they get the wanted page again? From yoyowiki.org?
On the left-hand side, there's the toolbar. And then down at the bottom of the toolbar, the third from the last link is special pages. And then you link, you go all the way down, and the last of the special pages is the wanted page.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good. We had a chat with Ed Haponic today.
Yep, and we'd like to thank him for spending some time talking to us
and for all of his work. You know, I wish that there was more people all over the country that, instead of complaining about starting a club or whatever, they actually start a club and actually meet and follow through and make videos. I think that's, God, that's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. So, thank you for listening to another, what I will now describe as fantastic episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. We will see you next year. For what I'm calling now already a great episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast.
Wow. Wow. That's quite an egregious grandstanding statement.
I know.
I feel nervous now.
I know.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh. I had a good time. And thanks for listening, everybody. Words to your mothers.
Yeah. Yeah. See you next week.
Bye-bye.